Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from, I think he's in Yuma. I don't know. He'll
tell Yeah, Yuma is right.
Yuma is right. Joining me again from beautiful Yuma, Arizona is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here.
So let's kick off with this. We don't have any good bear stories to talk about today, but we do have some good stories that we need to look at about the right to keep and bear arms. Anyway. Very weak attempt. Let's talk about our hero in the Ninth Circuit, the only justice worth happening in the Ninth Circuit, Judge, is it Roger Benitez?
I believe it is Roger Benitez.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to say, there are a couple of other, especially senior justices on the Ninth Circuit, who are pretty good.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they're perfect, but they're pretty good. And so I wouldn't say Roger Benitez, as stellar a performer as he is the only one. And I actually have a very close personal friend of mine who knows Judge Benitez on a more than acquaintance level, but I haven't figured out a way that it would be appropriate for me to try to get an interview of him when he's got all these cases ongoing.
I don't know. You might be able to. I mean, there might be things you can't talk about. But
yeah, it might be an idea. So anyway, but yeah, what he has several cases before his court involving the Second Amendment. But the one that I was talking about in this article is a really problematic law that Governor Gavin Newsom signed into effect this year on July 22nd. And it was California Senate Bill 1327. And what this bill, now law, does is it shifts fees from the people who are bringing the lawsuit, or rather from the people who are the defendants to the people who brought the lawsuit. Now, ordinarily, that's not such a terrible thing. If you lose your case. But in this case, it only applies to people who are bringing lawsuits which defend Second Amendment rights. And if they lose any single part of a lawsuit, and lawsuits often contain multiple provisions and attempts to say, well, this is wrong, that is wrong. I mean, a good lawyer will include everything that might be invalid. If they lose just one, they have to pay all the fees that the state says they incur. The payments go to the state government and the state government hired attorneys. But it doesn't work the other way around. If they win everything except for one, they still pay all to the government attorneys. And even if they win everything, they don't lose a single issue, then their government doesn't have to pay any of their fees. Now, it might, but that's the way the law is worded at present. It appears to me it's a direct violation of the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, and the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. And the lawsuit says pretty much that thing. It says, plaintiffs bring this suit to challenge the constitutionality of a recently enacted California law that seeks to suppress firearms-related litigation by putting civil rights litigants and their attorneys on the hook for government's attorney fees and costs. If a case results in anything short of total victory for the plaintiffs on every claim alleged in a complaint. So, this case, a lawsuit was brought against this particular case, and it went to Benitez court. He's a district court, so he's the first court that would see it in the federal system. And it also means that many of the cases that have been brought to restore Second Amendment rights would be at risk because on any fees going forward, on any one of those cases, they could be subject to the new law. And so it puts a very chilling effect on plaintiffs to continue a case that's already been traveling through the courts for years and years. And as the law is worded, basically a whole bunch of cases, such as magazine bans, assault weapon bans, all of that anti-Second Amendment stuff, the cases against it could be mooted simply because the plaintiff said, hey, I can't risk having to pay millions of dollars in fees if we miss a single one, if we don't win on a single one of the numerous counts we have in these lawsuits. So, this came up before Judge Benitez, and they wanted the defendants, which was the state of California, wanted to moot the case. They wanted to say, well, this case is moot. We're not going to enforce it. We're not going to enforce it right now. And Judge says, well, no, it's already having an effect. You have cases that are already have been, the plaintiffs have dismissed the case specifically because they said, well, if we dismiss it now, will we be off the hook for having to pay these fees under the new law? That was Defense Distributed, and those guys are pretty hardcore. And yet they could see the writing on the wall. So, they left the lawsuit. And Benitez says, no, we're not going to call it moot. It's a direct threat ongoing. And I believe they're going to have a trial. A hearing on the motion for preliminary injunction in just a couple days on December 16th. And I saw somewhere, this happened after I'd written this article, but I saw that the AG in California, Bonta, has said he's not going to try and defend this this case. And so Gavin Newsom said, well, I'll just hire some other lawyers.
Yeah, hang on for me just a second. And when we get back, I have some questions about the AG's statements. This article got published on the 6th of December. It's not brand new, but it is noteworthy. And it is with well over 2,100 other articles of his type of stuff that Dean writes, which is everything within the gun culture, there at Amaland waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, And we were talking about this case that has come up in California where the judge is getting out of there. And can an attorney general just look at the laws in his state and say, no, I'm not going to defend that one? I mean, I didn't realize they had that sort of power.
Well, they're generally an elected office. And people who are elected can, you know, they have a lot more leeway than if they're appointed or hired by somebody. So they can select what they're going to defend and what they're not going to defend. And in this particular case, Bonta had made statements previously about how the Texas abortion law, that this law was roughly, I mean, very roughly, kind of modeled after.
Right.
And said that law is clearly unconstitutional. So now under a bit of pressure, they said, well, what are you doing with this law? This law is very, you know, has a lot of similarities. I think it's, there are many unsimilarities as well, but I think this one's much worse. But and he, so he came up on just a few days ago, I think it was the 9th of December.
Right.
And said, no, I'm, you know, I'm not going to defend this law. It's just as unconstitutional as the Texas law. So now Gavin Newsom has to figure out where he can grab some resources from his numerous stashes and hire attorneys to try to defend the indefensible. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it really is a good thing. First off, is that Bonta comes out and says, no, I'm not going to do it. And we need, actually, I have to give him some credit. We need more people in high office who say, this is not constitutional, I'm not going to support it. You don't see it hardly ever, you know, among elected officials, and I think even less among attorney generals, well, which in this case, an elected official, most attorney generals are elected. So I think it's a positive thing. And then hopefully it will reflect badly on Gavin Newsom. It's hard, from my viewpoint, it's hard to reflect worse than he already is, but, you know, maybe some people who say they're civil libertarians will look at this and say, why are we doing this? Instead of, hooray, it goes after the people who oppose us. You know.
Well, so isn't that sort of a novel defense or a novel statement to get out there and say, well, you know what? I won't defend this if the Texas law is declared unconstitutional. When did that become a thing?
Yeah, that's just bizarre. It's really, it's saying, well, you know, these guys are really doing a bad thing. So we're going to do a bad thing in response, and we'll keep doing our bad thing until they stop. So it's kind of like saying, you torture your serfs over there. Yeah, we see you torturing your serfs over there.
Right.
So we're going to torture our serfs here until you stop torturing your serfs. I mean, two wrongs in the law do not make a right.
Right.
And that's what he's, what Newsom is essentially trying to say. It's bizarre, but I've come to expect bizarre from California politicians, even more so than politicians in the rest of the country. So that's what we see in this case. To me, the fact that Bonta says I'm not going to defend it means it's dead. You aren't going to be able to, when he says I won't do it, and he has defended a lot of stuff that is, I would consider, not defensible. So it's a big stretch for him to say this is not defensible.
I guess we'll see. We're going to see.
Yeah, we will see. I mean, now, of course, I worry a little bit about Judge Benitez's health because he's I think he's 71 or 70 or 71. He's so he's a senior judge now, you know, semi sort of retired. Senior judges still get cases, and because he is the acknowledged expert on these Second Amendment cases, they flow to him. That's the way the California system works. So I believe he will be a judge. Everything I can tell, he is, you know, healthy. And I want him to live to be 120 or so.
But, at least.
You know, I don't get to choose those things.
So that, yeah, I see what you're saying. I just find that that's all.
Yeah, it's odd.
The whole thing was so Mickey Mouse.
Oh, it is.
Because they were out there and they're what they're talking about is, well, it's moot, so I guess they're trying not to absorb a loss on that one, right?
They're trying to, yeah. Bonta was saying, I'm not gonna prosecute this, so let's extend it for a few months so that, you know, we can kick the can down the road and I won't have to be really involved. I think that's what he was trying to do with the mootness argument. But it didn't work. And Benita said, no, we're going to get this taken care of. And that's a good thing. So I have read and written quite a bit about Judge Benita's decisions, and he is sterling, and his prose is clear, and it's obvious the logic that is being followed. So I expect good things from him, and I think we will get them.
Right. Well, another part of some of these things are, with him, is this a case that would not be kicked up to the Ninth Circuit as an appeal?
Oh, no, I don't know. That's a good question. Since Newsom is part of this suit, I think he would appeal it. He just would. You know, it's not his money. He doesn't care how much he spends on a lost cause. So I would expect he would appeal it it would go almost certainly to a three-judge panel. Now, the question is, at the Ninth Circuit, the question is what happens after that? Virtually all the Second Amendment cases I followed in the Ninth Circuit, if they restore Second Amendment rights and the three-judge panel says, yes, that was the correct decision. We should be honoring the Second Amendment as a full, fundamental enumerated right in the Constitution. Then they attempt to take it to an en banc panel,
right,
which I think is 11 judges on the Ninth Circuit, and they every case they have done it. I don't know they would do it on this one.
Hang on for
First
me.
Off, I think.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mourners are remembering the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. It's the 10th anniversary of the tragedy that took the lives of 20 first graders and 6 educators. A memorial opened to the public last month with the victims' names etched into the granite base of the water fountain. The United States is expected to meet Ukraine's request for more powerful defense against Russian airstrikes.
The United States is ready to approve sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine after finally agreeing to an urgent request from Ukrainian leaders. They claim they need the weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles attacking Ukrainian infrastructure. The approval is likely to come later this week and could be announced as early as Thursday. I'm Lance Pry.
The Fed announced Wednesday they're raising interest rates by a half a point to try to bring down inflation. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And let's get that. So you did another article here lately where the Supreme Court, you brought up that they made a decision, and I guess where somebody got out there to do a survey to see how well that was received. Is that?
Yes, that's correct. What happened was we had this major decision by the Supreme Court, basically the most significant decision they've done on the Second Amendment since the McDonald decision. Now, I think there was a decision in between called Quintana, which was also extremely significant. Most people downplay it, and that was a unanimous decision, but I think it has and it's being brought up, it's being cited in a lot of in the cases that we see coming about. But I would say that the Bruin decision, which they decided on June 22nd of this year, 2022, is more significant even than Catano, and it builds on Heller and McDonald. And essentially, the Bruin decision said, yes, there is a right to bear arms. Bearing arms doesn't mean just carrying your gun from your kitchen to your bedroom. It means you are allowed, not allowed, that you have a right to carry weapons in case of confrontation. And basically implied in that is anywhere that people would normally go, where there's a few places that you could be banned, like, say, a courtroom or maybe a prison. And so That was a very consequential decision. It got quite a bit of media coverage. And there was a case before that that was very similar, but which was mooted by the Supreme Court because New York City and New York State changed their law just enough to moot it, to say, well, that part of the law is different now before the Supreme Court. So there's a fair amount of coverage about whether the Second Amendment applies outside the home or not, which most people would say, there's nothing in the Second Amendment that says it only applies in the home, so that's silly. But that was one of the things that the people who don't like the populace to be armed were hanging their hat on. So that happened on June 22nd, 2022. Well, on November 30th of 2022, Marquette University Law School released the results of about five polls that came. The last one was in September of 2022. And the question on all these five polls was favor or oppose the ruling that Second Amendment right to possess a gun outside the home. Now, that's just possess. It's not even carry. And they only looked at people who had an opinion, people who had heard of it and had an opinion. And there were, two were taken after the decision was released, and I think there were three of them before that. So what they found was before the decision, who had heard of and favored the decision, were 65% of the respondents, and those who had heard of and opposed the decision were 35%. So it's very close to 2-1. In favor of the Second Amendment. That doesn't surprise me. And then after the decision, they had two more polls and heard of and favored the decision dropped to 56.5% on the average, a couple of points difference that I just averaged the two. And heard of and opposed the decision rose from 35% to 43.4% on the average. So then Marquette did another poll just a couple of weeks later for the week of November 15th through the 22nd. Now, the difficult part here is they changed the wording. And they changed the wording from the right to possess a weapon outside the home to keep and bear arms, to the Supreme Court ruled the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms protects the right to carry a gun outside the home. How much do you favor or oppose this decision? Now, you can see there's different flavor there. Again. So this new question was done for 2 weeks in November, middle of November, and it was for all respondents. Now, these are key details because all respondents can be different than just those that have heard of the decision. It is different. And yet, in this poll, the total in favor of the decision was 64%, and the total opposed to the decision was 36%, almost identical to the response they got on people who had heard of it before the decision. And this is just a couple months after these other polls. So it makes you wonder, what happened here? What happened so that we had that dip? And it's really not a large dip. It's about an 8-9% dip from 65% to 54% or so. Why, you know, why the dip? Well, my theory is that immediately after the Bruin decision, the old dominant media created a bunch of articles saying, oh, this is horrible. The world's going to end. How dare the Supreme Court respect the Second Amendment? Why, it's old-fashioned. It's out of date. We haven't respected it for 100 years. We certainly shouldn't respect it now. And that's essentially the type of coverage I saw. They had the Washington Post had a, quote, news article in the Outlook session by John Donahue, and he's a researcher, I will say, but he definitely tends to be an advocate of restrictions on people having firearms. And the title of this article was, "The Supreme Court's Gun Decision Will Lead to More Violent Crime." Well, I read just about all these studies, and I read them with a critical eye. And it just doesn't happen. It's just not true. The consensus, there's not really a consensus, but there's a lot of studies out there, and pretty much they come down to that it doesn't change much. If you have more people legally carrying guns, it just doesn't change a lot. Now, John Lott says that we get a reduction in violent crime, particularly murder. And there's some evidence for that, but it's not a huge movement. What we see in most stuff is it doesn't change a lot.
Let me get you to hold on right there. Excuse me. Gosh. Coming up on the next break, this article, like the other ones, you will find them at Amaland along with 2,100 plus others, just by Dean. Biggest website of its kind in the United States, and Dean is the biggest writer there. Go check them out. When we get back, we're going to finish this because I got a couple of questions about this particular thing, and then we're going to go back to Illinois because they're the gift that keeps on giving as far as gun control. They heart them some gun control, but we'll be right back with that. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about this survey that has been taken out about the Bruin decision. What is the point, do you think? I know that it's always about trying to change the narrative and shift the public opinion and everything, but that's not the way a constitutional republic works. That's not the way a rule of law works. It's not based upon...
It's not the way it's supposed to work. Yeah.
It's not based on some survey or some study or a public opinion poll or...
I think people are just curious about this sort of thing. And I was surprised that the Marquette University Law School published this poll, these polls. It tells me that there are some people working there that are intellectually curious. Because this is very, very much supports the right of the people to keep their arms, and says you're going to have a hard time trying to take it away because 2/3 of the people that know about it like it. And so, some people are just curious. It has no legal bearing. And as you say, that's not the way a republic is supposed to work. I mean, we're not supposed to be swayed by public opinion. But where this started out was back around 1900 and 1920s, when the progressives were pushing the idea that the Constitution was so old and outdated, it was really stupid to try to follow it. And what we've got to do is figure out ways around it. Because the ideas for the Constitution might have been okay back when they were debated and tried, but they're completely out of date 150 years later. We got to get rid of that old-fashioned thinking, because that was then. This is now. And part of what they were saying was, we have to figure ways to get the public to do what we want them to do. We have to sway public opinion to what is right and true, which just happens to be what we want to do. And so that has become integrated into the way we think about things over the last 100 years. It's become so common that you have to fight it all the time and say, yeah, that's not the way we're supposed to work here. We got a contract. And by the way, the progressives dismissed the whole idea of a social contract between the people being governed and the government. It's just a bunch of nonsense. That never happened that way. It was just a bunch of people grabbing power to do what they wanted to do. They don't believe in natural rights. They don't believe in constitutional rights. They really don't believe in the rule of law. What they believe is we want power because we're smarter than everybody else and we can decide better what to do. So they have no belief that limiting government is a good idea because they intend to be in charge. And it would be really stupid to limit yourself according to their belief structure, which I think is short-sighted and foolish, and it's been shown that the constitutional design has been very effective in producing one of the most, well, I would say, without a doubt, the most successful society and polity that has ever existed on the face of the earth. I mean, we have, the United States has become the most powerful, the most productive, the most tolerant and free society that it has ever existed for a large number of people on the face of the earth. There's nothing that even comes close. The Chinese don't come close. The East Indians don't come close. The Roman Empire never came close. Holy Roman Empire never came close. The Russian Empire never came close. They're all very short also-rans compared to the United States. And one of the big things that has kept us succeeding is our limited government supported by a written constitution. It has just been incredibly successful. But people who want power don't want to hear it, and they say, well, that's just luck. The U.S. was just lucky. It just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Why? If Russia was in the right place at the right time, why, they'd be just as successful as the United States. But Russia has lots of educated people. They have a vast storehouse of natural resources. They're right next to Europe. Well, some people might say that's a disadvantage, but they span the Eurasian continent. They're the largest country in the world, but they don't do as well. And the big difference, I would argue, is their government is not limited. They don't pay any attention to the rule of law, and they're an incredibly corrupt society.
Well, before we run out of time, Illinois has decided that I guess they don't get out very often because they've decided they're going to ban assault weapons.
Yeah, let me try and sum this up. They've got I think it's Bob Morgan, his name, has introduced this bill. I forget the number right off the top of my head and find out. But anyway, he appears to be one of these representatives who introduces a whole lot of bills, but they never go anywhere. Now, I don't know that that'll happen with this, but this year he's introduced 36 bills. None of them has gone beyond being introduced. Last year, he introduced 34 bills. None of them went anywhere. Now, the difference is the media seems to be very positive about trying to get this bill passed. So he's got a lot of support in the media. I don't know if he has a lot of support in the Illinois Democrat leadership. He might. He might. If the leadership is behind it, they'll be able to pass this bill because they've got strong majorities in the House and in the Senate. I just don't know if they really are behind it. It's a terrible bill. I think that it would be struck down as unconstitutional fairly rapidly in the Seventh Circuit. The Seventh Circuit has been pretty good on the Second Amendment. Not perfect, but not too bad. And there's things in this bill that are just blatantly unconstitutional, in my opinion, especially after Bruin. So he's grandstanding and he's getting a lot of press right now. They were supposed to have hearings on it, I think today, I think it was the 12th, and they had like twice as many people signed up in opposition to it as they did against it the last time I looked. So I don't know how it will go. It may be just pushing for media attention, and maybe the leadership there wants that media attention. But they, if they want to pass the bill, they can. I don't know if they will. Yeah, I mean, it bans.
It's definitely a different day. I mean, getting out there and doing something to see what you get with media attention than trying to see, I wonder how much support I'll get for this. And then that's the way you run your political career. And also saying, well, you don't, I mean, it, we have certainly, let's take it to Twitter. Let's put it on social media. We're going to put you on blast, you know. All this stuff that used not, it used not even be a thing. It didn't even exist.
This representative, Bob Morgan, he hasn't had a bunch of success passing things. He just keeps throwing them out there. I mean, there are 30-some bills put out in a year, and none of them gets passed being introduced. Tells me he's not considered a serious guy in the legislature.
Is he the Hank Johnson of the Illinois state legislature?
I don't know. I mean, I looked at his site. I read his bio.
Check it out.
Doesn't seem stupid.
We're running out of time, so let's do this again this coming Friday just because it's fun to do. This article, all the articles that we referenced today, you will find them at amelan.com, where Dean has nearly 20, well, he's got over 2,100 others like it. You can find them there. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.